This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mutinous soldiers in Niger have declared the general who led a coup as the head of state. The announcement on state television Friday came hours after the general defended the takeover and asked for support from the nation and international partners. Concerns are growing that the political crisis could set back the country's fight against jihadists and increase Russia's influence in West Africa. Various factions of Niger's military have reportedly wrangled for control since members of the Presidential Guard detained President Mohamed Bazoum on Wednesday. Russia says a Ukrainian drone was shot down outside Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Drone attack was the third attempt on the capital region this month. Russia's defense ministry said there were no injuries or damage in the early morning incident. It did not give details about where the drone was shot down, but said it took place in the Moscow Oblast, a region that surrounds but does not include the city itself. The shootdown adds to concern about Moscow's vulnerability to attack as the war drags into its 18th month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Video published on Friday by the press service of Ukraine's armed forces purports to show Ukrainian soldiers firing assault rifles at Russian dugout positions near Bakhmut. The Ukrainian counteroffensive has focused on securing villages on the southward push in areas around the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May after months of battles. Russia's defense ministry said Russian forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks around a village which occupies elevated ground near Bakhmut. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.